Arizona's three public universities on Friday unveiled their tuition and fee proposals for the upcoming year. The Board of Regents will vote on them on April 6th after taking input on the proposals. With me for a few minutes to talk about what the universities are asking for is Ann Ryman. She covers higher education for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do the universities want?
Well, I guess first the good news, if you're a student at the University of Arizona or Northern Arizona University right now, you're on guaranteed tuition plans. And for those students that are currently there and that are on those plans, you won't see an increase next year. Now, ASU is proposing a smaller increase of about 1.5% for undergraduates, and that comes out to be about $160 a year.
How do the fees roll into this? Because universities over the past few years have tried to keep tuition relatively low, increases anyway, but they're increasing fees for all sorts of things.
There are more fees, interestingly enough. Depending on the program you're in, like if you're in engineering or journalism, you may pay a fee on top of your tuition already. And they're also implementing more what are called class fees. So if you have an individual class, there may be a fee on top of that. So that is one way, and I know the regents are kind of watching the fees closely, but that is one way that people have been paying more over the years.
How do the increases, especially in fees, and you mentioned ASU with the small tuition increase request, how do those compare with what the universities have been asking for in the recent past?
Well, during the recession, you saw really steep increases in the double-digit percentages, and that was very unpopular with parents. Again, NAU at the time, they've offered for several years a guaranteed tuition, which has been incredibly popular with parents. So if you were a student at NAU, you were somewhat insulated from that.
Now, the universities are potentially going to benefit from a proposal that Governor Doug Ducey had put into his budget, which allows them to keep some of their tax money in-house, allow them to leverage bonds. In the legislature, some cities and towns are not happy with that. Do you get the sense that that proposal or some commitment from the state to fund universities more played any kind of role in what the universities are asking for as far as tuition and fees?
Yes, it may have. I mean, obviously, they'll benefit if they are able to keep their sales tax. It will mean about $35 million a year for them. And there's very specific things that they can use the money for. They can only use the money for, like, maintenance on the buildings and also to build new research buildings. So it's very limited on what they can use the money for.
Have we heard from student groups since Friday, since these proposals were unveiled?
We haven't. Typically, what they do is they spend some time kind of analyzing these. And later this month, the regents will have a hearing where they'll take input from any student that wants to give it, as well as the student groups. I'm predicting what could be potentially controversial is the athletic fee that the University of Arizona is proposing. That's $100 a year. ASU has had a similar fee for several years. It's not universally popular with students. There's some students who feel like, you know, I don't really have time to go to the game, so I don't want to be paying a fee toward athletics. However, with the Arizona Wildcats doing so well this year, strategically, this is probably the best time to ask for an athletic fee if you're going to ask for one at the University of Arizona.
Although we should point out that that students at the U of A would not be able to go to football or men's basketball games for free, even after paying that fee, right?
I believe that's the case, yes.
So, traditionally, how much is changed between the time that the universities unveil their proposals and when the regents vote on them a few weeks later?
Typically, they don't change a whole lot. And there's been some years when the regents have been reluctant to give the universities as much of an increase as they've asked for. But keep in mind, it's very, very rare for the regents to decide to freeze tuition. You know, the last tuition freeze was in 2012. It was only at ASU. And before then, there hadn't been a tuition freeze in 20 years. So usually tuition does tend to go up some each year.
Ann Ryman covers higher education for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ann, thanks for your time.
Thank you.